when a feast is not a large feast, it's more a memorial, it's called. It's sometimes better, as today, to read the readings that go with the liturgical year and not interrupt them with big feast. Of course, we always take the reading for the feast. So then, of course, it's always interesting to try to think, well, now in Providence, why does this gospel go with this feast today or this first reading? And what does Our Lady have in common with Zacchaeus? Well, Zacchaeus' story here is the last of a whole series of stories starting in chapter 15 in Luke. It's called the Gospel of the Outcast. There's so many stories about Jesus going out, associating with people. The Gospel of the Outcast. So here's one. This is the work you can do, really, you know. Just take the gospel and say, "How? What do I see here?" Yesterday we had the story of the blind man, remember? And when Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" What did he say?
See.
I want to see. Now listen. Man's aim, who wanted to see Jesus and could not see him because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. So one thing we can say is that Jesus had put into Zacchaeus' heart already a desire to see him, to look at him, see who he was. Now Zacchaeus was not in great shape, but he did have, by the grace of God, the desire. And that's the secret, isn't it? That's what Our Lady had. By the pure anointing and outpouring of this Holy Spirit, from the moment of her conception, a desire that God be present in the land, God be present in her people, that God come and save, that God would reveal himself. A desire. Why? Because she loved God. And she loved her people. And she had this desire. Now, when the angel came to her, Luke tells us she was quite disturbed. Hail! Kyrie hikaritomeni. Hail, most graced one. The Lord is with you. She was troubled by that. For plenty of reasons. One, she recognized that Kyrie, as the messianic call to rejoice, comes from Zechariah. She knew this was something big. But you see her desire? At the end, when the angel, she had finished the dialogue, what did she say? Oh, let it be done to me as you have said. She didn't say, well, all right, I agree. And if you let the Lord show you the depth and intensity of that, oh, let it be done to me. The words are the words. It's the reality the words mediate that only the Holy Spirit can open up for us. Beg for that. Beg for that. That's how the fathers of the church first knew she was immaculately conceived, because they could experience the totality, the power, the beauty, the holiness of that desire for God's will. That woman must have been sinless. Who could say yes like that? Now we have a guy at the other end of the spectrum. He's a crook. And a lot of his money came from being a crook. You know, he was a ward boss. He was, you know. But something happened to his heart. And he wanted to see Jesus. Probably, what do you want to see him for? I don't know. I just want to see him. Probably didn't too clear yet, you know. And imagine Jesus looking up at the tree there and saying, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come on down. I want to stay at your house." In a Semitic world, Jericho was it's not a metropolis yet. picked me out to be the big shot. We're this wandering prophet teacher that everybody's talking about. He wants to stay with me. He hurried down, as I said, came down quickly and received him with joy. Now, you'd have to let the Holy Spirit show you, because it happens in your life, what that means. He's moving from wanting to see Jesus. Just figure out who he is. He's attracted. By the grace of God, he's attracted. All of a sudden now, he's thrilled to death. He's going to stay with me. Of course, the whole town is shocked. He's going to stay with that crook. I thought this guy was a prophet. He can't even tell a crook from a good fella. Then he goes. And now we see how touched Zacchaeus really is. Lord, I'm going to give away half of what I own. Very few rich people would do that. Big check to the United Way, maybe, but half of what I own? He's touched, this fella. And of course, his big sin is money. Money, 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 money. And then, if I've defrauded anybody, the if is sort of a ticket for granted. I'm going to pay him back four times, which is what the law prescribes. And Jesus looks at him and says, today, salvation has come to this house. To the whole house now, not just Zacchaeus, his whole family. Because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. He's my brother. He's flesh of my flesh. We're both descended from Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. That's why we're all here. He came to seek and save what was lost. That's us. And now, we go and seek and save the others who are lost.